Back then, they used to have a cook or maid. Cook, she's taking it up. Coming to dinner, they're taking it up.
Go take up the dinner.
Taking them dinner.
What did they used to wash clothes in?
The what?
How did they used to wash clothes before they had all these? You remember all that?
How did they wash them? I think fires and tubs in the backyard a lot.
Who? The backs?
Washing clothes.
Oh, well, yes, yeah. Oh, big tub with an ironing board.
The washboard.
Washboard, I mean. Washboard.
This great big black...
yeah. Black cauldron. Uh-huh. Well, not that big, about... In fact, I've got one I think I gave it to the museum. 5 gallons, 10 gallons, not more than 10 gallons. Oh, different sizes. Uh-huh. Little lip on the side.
Light a fire under it,
and boiling water. Mm-hmm. No, heated anyway.
But we didn't do that at home. We sent our laundry out as
mm-hmm. No, Molly... You know, yeah, I know we did it here. I forget who did it. I know Molly did it over at them. So the long-term trusteeship, Molly must be dead 50 years. And some black called me up from jail once after we were in this house 5, 6, 7 years ago. Is this here Laurie Cummings? Yes, what is it? This here's somebody, brother, forget his name. Well, I said, I don't know that I can help you. I got some younger lawyers in the office. He said, this here's Molly's son. He said, don't you know Molly works for your grandpa? Oh, I said, yes, 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 yes. What can I do for him? I hear he had no claim on me. Of course, he must have been Molly, of course, much older than I was. Mm-hmm. He must have been 20 years older than I was. And her son must have been... Maybe have been a grandson, she could have been a son-in-law. But anyway, he had a claim on me because of the old loyalties or the loyalties, much trusteeship. Every white man's owned by at least one nigger, you know. It was really true. And Molly owned me to that extent. And when her son got in trouble 10 years ago, and Molly's been dead, I bet, since 1910. So it must have been a grandson or he's an old man. Mm. But Molly's son or grandson had a call on me. He felt he had to go to the white folks who could take care of him, spring him out of jail. I forget what he'd done or what I did, but maybe I felt he had a claim. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm. That's interesting.
We were guardians.
What about, did you, in the kitchen, what kind of implements did they have? You probably didn't get around the kitchen.
Did you tell the gentleman what they use in the kitchen? Spoons? Knives?
I don't know. We didn't.
Biscuit color? Biscuit beater? Coffee grinder?
Okay.
The coffee grinder, you know, and coffee mill, some people call it.
You turn the water on? The thing you use to turn the water on in the kitchen, what do you call that?
Faucet, I guess.
Faucet. What about...
I say tap. I've heard people call it tap. What is a tap, water tap?
Your faucet in the house and hydrant out in the
yard. Hydrant in the house. And the faucet. Turn the water faucet is the only one I've used. Hydrant's backyard in the yard, right?
Okay. What about if it's a thing like that on a barrel?
Barrel?
Yeah.
Bung? Oh, no, spigot. Yeah, how about a spigot? No. I've heard a spigot used.
Yeah, come to think of it.
A spigot, when you put a spigot in a keg of beer, mm-hmm. wooden spigot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe spigot. Seems to me I've heard spigot used for a faucet. I bet Henry Hammond says spigot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think spigot is being wooden. But I also can hear it being used for me, and I have very few occasions to know about a wooden spigot. You don't want a dictionary, you don't know what localisms were.